everything has worked well. We should have Professor Elin Åström with us on the phone now. Professor Åström, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Good. Have you had your morning coffee?
Yes, I needed it very much.
Okay.
It was an immense surprise.
Well, our warmest congratulations, of course.
Well, Thank you very, very much.
Are you then ready to take some questions from the press?
Yes.
Okay. So, please. There's one question over there. Yes, please.
Professor Åström, this is TV4 Sweden calling. We would like to hear, what was your first reaction on being the first woman ever to have this prize?
I hadn't realized that that was the case until just recently when they called. My first reaction was a great surprise and appreciation. There are many, many people who have struggled mightily, and to be chosen for this prize is a great honor, and I'm still a little bit in shock.
What kind of impact do you hope to get for your research now that you've been awarded the prize?
Well, we have been struggling with two major concerns. One is understanding under what conditions citizens will self-organize to govern themselves. And two, to develop a more general framework for understanding social ecological systems, where we have resources and humans interacting, which, given global warming, are particularly important today.
Okay, thank you very much. Are there more questions around the table? Please.
Sure. Can you describe very briefly how this might affect thinking on economics for normal, average people, your work?
I would hope that since we have found that bureaucrats sometimes do not have the correct information, while citizens and users of resources do, that it helps encourage a sense of capacity and power over that sometimes has been discouraged in the last several decades.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Are there more questions to be addressed to Professor Åström? There is one question over there, so please.
What do you plan to do with the prize? How are you going to spend it?
I have not thought about that, sir. We have a very, very good research center that involves PhD students and colleagues from multiple disciplines. Now that you ask, that makes me think about it, if it is possible to use it to support the workshop in political theory and policy analysis, I will do so. That has to be thought through. But I would not use it for personal purposes. We have wonderful graduate students and PhD students and postdoctorates from Switzerland, from the Nordic countries, from China, from Brazil, from Mexico, and to support that ongoing research that is evidently a foundation for this award is very important.
Well, we have another question over there.
Professor Åström, when you look at your research, what kind of solutions do you think you can find support for concerning the global warming problems?
Multiple. A lot of people are now waiting for international negotiation to solve it. That's again this presumption that there are public officials who are genius and the rest of us are not. it is going to be important that there is an international agreement, but we can be taking steps at family level, community level, regional level, provincial, state, national, and there are many steps that have already been taken that are not going to solve it themselves, but cumulatively can make a big difference.
Thank you very much. Are there no questions? Well, this seems to be the last question from the press. Oh, there's one question more. Yes, please. Sorry.
Can you describe, just briefly, if your work goes against normal economic thinking, how it was different, where you were innovative? Thank you.
I was trained in economics at UCLA and political science. My PhD is actually in political science, but I consider myself a political economist. I've been struggling with a behavioral theory of the individual, where institutions provide context that may affect the way humans behave. So if I am in a highly competitive market, I probably will not survive unless I act pretty close to the theory predicted by neoclassical economics. And Armin Alchin was one of my teachers years ago, and I was very strongly influenced by Alchin's work. And he shows that if it's highly competitive private goods, market theory is very predictive and useful, and I abide by that. On the other hand, when we are trying to explain the economic behavior of individuals in a dilemma situation, things are different. And the dilemma, my actions and outcomes depend on what I think everyone else will do. And the theory that was forwarded by Mr. Olson, on the theory of collective action, predicted that if you were in a dilemma, you would not cooperate. Well, we find high levels of cooperation in many locations around the world, not everywhere. So this is not a universal. So we have much more to explain. Why do we find it in some locations, in some problems, and not elsewhere? And we've been working away at the interaction between more behavioral theory of human action that many, many economists have been working on, Colin Kammer, Bruno Frey, Oliver Williamson himself, and others, and then looking at the context of the rules that people have developed and designed for themselves and the kind of community that has evolved. And when people have trust that others are going to reciprocate and be trustworthy, including their officials, they will be highly cooperative. When there's no trust, no matter how much force is threatened, people will not cooperate unless immediately facing a gun.
Well, thank you very much, Professor Ostrom, for those answers. And thank you for joining us for the press conference. And once again, the warmest congratulations from us all, and we really look forward to meeting you in Stockholm in December.
Well, I look forward to this very, very much, and as I said, I'm greatly honored and humbled by this award. It will take me a while to really recognize what has happened, and I thank you very much.
Have a good day. Thank you.
Have a good
Goodbye.
Goodbye.